Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grant and Danny 106.7 The Fan. Kirk Cousins joined us exclusively moments ago. Hopefully you enjoyed that conversation. A couple of things took out of that we can react to here. We'll get into some of your thoughts on the game at 11:30. We can get into your reactions to what Kirk had to say as well. I'm taking your calls at 800-636-1067. First on the intentional grounding, because that's where the conversation began, and really for several minutes, kind of a deep drill on that. He wanted to stop the clock instead of running the ball directly into a pile for a loss. I think the idea conceptually was good. He didn't think they would call a grounding, but we cleaned up that it was not a miscommunication. There was nothing going on with Crowder not missing a signal, which is apparently what Jay Gruden said after the game. Maybe Gruden did signal a pass, and he thought that Crowder might see it and elect to just kind of stay put, and then Cousins could throw a bubble or some type of screen out his way, get him to the sideline, and that's what Jay was thinking. But Cousins, from what he told us, pre-snap had decided, I'm going to throw an incompletion to stop the clock. Now, you could say, well, the clock's already stopped. Why would you do that? Because remember, they didn't have timeouts. Right. They're barely over 30 seconds left at that time. And so if you run the ball into the middle of the pile, which is what they were going to do, that was the play call.
With 39 seconds left. I guess 31 seconds left.
Right. And you lose a couple yards, you're now out of field goal range.
Because
you're at a 51-yard field goal, so you lose, let's say, two or three. It's a very difficult field goal. That was maybe the feeling that Gruden on the sideline and that Cousins had. If you pick up 3 yards there, now all of a sudden it's a 47, 48-yard field goal. You feel a lot better about that. That's why you originally called the play. And then you wait and you clock it and you kick a game-winning 50-yard field goal. And that was the expectation and the thought, I think, that Cousins had is, okay, we're not going to run this. I'll throw an incompletion here. The clock's going to stop. Then we'll run the ball on the next play out of a different look, out of the gun maybe. We'll pick up those few yards. And we'll live to kick the field goal then. So that was the thinking, whether you liked the play, the execution or not, another conversation. It obviously proved very, very costly.
Yeah, everything about the application of the ruling there by the officials, to me, was incorrect. Let's say it's not the two-minute drill. Let's say it's another time. Let's say you're the wide receiver and I'm the quarterback. I give you a, hey, here's my hand signal. Do something different. I tell you via hand signal to run a slant. You don't get that, and you run it out. And I throw the slant. At the top of your break, is that intentional grounding? Because it's not close to a receiver? If we get our signals crossed and I throw to a spot I think you're going to be, but you're not there, is that intentional grounding? Because that's what that looks like. That's how that play manifests itself. Now, I know New Orleans is bitching for it, and they're screaming, hey, look at us, because we blitzed on this play, and he's just throwing it away. Well, yeah, he's throwing it away. But this is not a, you know, someone's in the grasp and I'm spiking into the ground. This was a... I thought my you can explain it away going, hey, I think my receiver was going to be right there and he wasn't. Is he better off just spiking it at the feet of his center?
Well,
is
yeah, that allowed? That's what I don't get is if you're going to clock it, why not just clock it like you normally would directly out of the snap? Now, he's out of the shotgun, so maybe the point is you're not allowed to do that.
Yeah, maybe you can't.
But on that play, burn it right at his feet. And Cousins said, maybe I should have just done that. Obviously, that would have worked out better. That would have been preferred.
Yeah, and again, it was out of a timeout, too, which is just...
It's infuriating.
I mean, out of a stoppage. The ball,
right.
I mean, you know what I mean.
They had a huddle.
Yeah, had a huddle.
Which he clarified, and I thought was a good point. The quote that stood out to me, him talking about him playing his best football this season.
Me too.
Because I've felt like this all year long. This is the first time I've heard him talk about this. He has not elaborated in any way in his press conferences or on this show about his performance, but here we are now 10 games in, 6 games to go. And he said, there's no doubt about it, which is... By the way, irrefutable as far as I'm concerned. Again, 4,400 yards, 28 touchdowns, 7 picks is the pace. With the season that he's having and all that's gone wrong around him, look for it just as an example. Dak Prescott the last 2 weeks without Ezekiel Elliott, who's been crowned as one of the great young quarterbacks in football. He's had 0 touchdowns in 2 games. The Cowboys have averaged 8 points, by the way,
yep,
and 3 interceptions without Ezekiel Elliott. Now, a lot of people said to me, it's not Ezekiel Elliott they're missing. It's Tyron Smith. Okay, the Redskins play several games this season without Trent Williams and also Brandon Scherff and also Sean LaVau and also Spencer Long.
Yeah, either way, the point stands.
And also Jordan Reed. You know, take Jason Witten away and take Ezekiel Elliott away and take Tyron Smith away. Now take Terrence Williams away. Now a couple of their first-round guards and centers. And now let's see how he performs. Kirk Cousins is playing better. Used to be you say, well, Jackson makes him look good. Garcon helps him out, bails him out. He's throwing to Maurice Harris and Ryan Grant and Jeremy Sprinkle. He's not being buoyed by personnel. I guess the new excuse could be he's been buoyed by scheme and Jay's an offensive genius. Maybe, just like Sean McVay was, just like Kyle Shanahan was. But it's three different guys he's worked with now that he's had a lot of success with. And Cousins basically admitted to it. Look at the scrambles, the pulling the ball down, the moving in the pocket. A lot of the limitations that he's had, and he's never going to be elite-level Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, top-shelf quarterback. Yeah,
he's not a Hall of Famer. They don't make that many of them.
Right.
That's why it's a Hall of Fame.
He's not going to be that. But the conversation has always been, can this guy get better as he reached the ceiling? He's gotten better. And he's done it in a year where there's not a lot of help. And, by the way, no running game at all.
Yeah, how much can you take away? How much can you put on one guy's plate? John Kime, who was on the Yunkies this morning, I think does a great job covering the Redskins for ESPN.
Where was he?
He was on the Sports Junkies this morning. It's a radio program.
I've never heard of that. What station?
This one. Right,
the Junkies.
106.7, the Fan.
I've never heard of the Yunkies.
21 years, because they rebranded themselves.
No, I know the Junkies. I just didn't know who the Yunkies were.
I see. That's a soft joke. He wrote, and it's perfect. It was the perfect way to encapsulate this. The expectation or the requirement is that Cousins is excellent every week for the Redskins to win. It tells you where they are as an organization. They don't have enough around him, and all the pressure falls to him. Now, the people that have limited scope of thinking are saying, well, you pay him so much money, he should be elite. He needs to be great, said a boob. Please understand how the league works. You've taken away so much, you rely on him too much in point of fact, that you've got a couple case in points here these past couple weeks where against good defenses, north of 30 points, he turns around and goes, is that enough? And his defense puts a middle finger up and says, no, it's not.
Correct.
Go home sad.
Second straight week, they've scored 30 and
two straight.
You're so right about that. The last thing I want to point out from the interview really quickly, his comment on the letter not making him feel that much better was outstanding.
Yeah.
I love that. He says, yeah, it's good that they clarify when they get these calls wrong, but no one remembers that when a owner is deciding whether or not to blow out a coach or a coordinator. No one remembers that when the Redskins are deciding whether or not I'm worth the money or if they should keep me around. He's like, these are our lives. Our jobs are on the line right here. He's right.
Profound. Really well said. Totally true.
If you guys want to react to anything Cousins said, we want to hear from you. 800-636-1067 on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines. Let's also get into what went wrong at the end of the game on defense next. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Folks, Danny Ruye here for my pals at Tedbert Ford. I got a service appointment today. I'm getting the old Ford Edge service. That's right, the 2016 Ford Edge that we've got. The wife pushes that whip. It is going to be so seamless. I will get it there. I'll drive off in a loaner car, bring it back when I'm ready. My convenience. That's how Tedbert Ford does it. These guys, great customer service. That's how they know. They'll keep you coming back. And I went back for a second car. That's right, the hoorays to Ted Britt Car Family, sir or madam. Got myself a Ford Fusion. It's parked downstairs right now, charging up. You can get a Ford Fusion and a bunch of other rides right now. 2017 versions of those cars, 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 bonus cash right now on that Fusion. The Focus, the Mustang, the Taurus, the Escape, the Flex, the Explorer, the Expedition. Is that all? Nope. The F-150 as well. Plus, how about $1,000? An extra $1,000 military and veteran rebate to those who have served or families living with those who have served. That is awesome. Good for you, Tedbert Ford. Love that they do that. You could drive a new 2017 Explorer, as I said, for 0% down for 72 months or $275 a month for 36 months. It's a lease option. The point is, you've got plenty of options like a Jay Gruden offense in the passing game. You can do a whole bunch of things at Tedbert Ford, all of them good. Go see him in Fairfax or Chantilly and just tell him Danny sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.